Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on 13th February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among the people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through radio. This year, the theme of the World Radio is Radio and Climate Change. In his message on World Radio Day, Chairman of Prasar Bharati, Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, through dissemination of news and information, radio has an important role in cultural and economic development of the nation. Along with the rest of the world, the Akashwani Itanagar also celebrated World Radio Day at its premises. Speaking at the function as chief guest, Dr. P.R. Gajurel, Dean, Department of Forestry, NERIST, said that today there is a need to create more awareness about climate change. He said in a state like Arunachal Pradesh, radio has a great role to play in this campaign. N. Raman Janappa, station head Akashwani Itanagar, highlighted the role of Akashwani. Tawang has been experiencing heavy snowfall since Tuesday. The temperature is reported to be below 0 degrees Celsius today and heavy snowfall has blocked the road. However, there is no report of any untoward incident. The district administration is closely monitoring the situation and coordinating with the army and other relevant agencies to ensure the smooth functioning of emergency response efforts. Besides it, the police and army personnel are assisting stranded tourists and commuters in the Sela and Jaswantgarh areas. The district administration has urged the residents and visitors to take necessary precautions, stay updated on weather conditions, avoid traveling and follow official advisories to ensure their safety. According to the latest weather forecast, the snowfall may persist for the next few days. India Meteorological Department has forecast light rainfall and snowfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow and heavy rainfall in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. A comprehensive program focusing on animal husbandry, meat hygiene, animal welfare laws and the lawful transportation of animals was held recently at the Conference Hall of Director, Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development in Nirjuli. The program was sponsored by the ICAR National Research Center on Meat, Hyderabad and jointly organized by State Department of Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development and Suraksha Kiran Animal Welfare Society. Government will organize a special nationwide campaign for registrations on the National Fisheries Digital Platform to avail various benefits provided under Pradhan Mantri Matsya Kisan Samriddhi Sahyojana from tomorrow. The campaign will continue till 22nd of this month. Minister of Panchayati Raj and Rural Development, Ojingta Singh, yesterday laid the foundation stone for the implementation of community assets for localization of sustainable development goals village at Niglok Gram Panchayat under Ruksin subdivision in East Siang district. Under this, it aims to achieve green and clean village through community-driven efforts in cleanliness, hygiene and plantation and other eco-friendly sustainable practices. The project will be funded under 3% LSDG component of state-owned resource grant fiscal year 2024-25. In his address, the minister said that the successful implementation for sustainable clean and green village will help in creating livelihood opportunities and boost rural tourism for the Niglok Gram Panchayat and adjoining areas. The Lok Sabha went into recess till the 10th March as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close today. Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. He informed the House that 177 members took part for over 17 hours in the discussion over the motion of thanks on the address by the President of India to the joint session of Parliament. He also said 170 members took part in the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. The report of the Joint Committee on the WAFT Bill 2024 has been tabled. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned and will meet after the recess on 10th of next month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.